Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:2-6. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. Psalm 119:9. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual immoral person sins against his own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. Psalm 101:3. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. 2 Samuel 22:33. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Psalm 119:89. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. 1 Corinthians 7:2. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. 1 John 3:3. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. 1 Peter 1:22. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, nor take part in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. 1 Timothy 5:22. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:21-22. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. Pray for us. For we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. Hebrews 13:18. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9:14. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Psalm 24, 3-4. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. Psalm 73:25. Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." Exodus 33:18. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James 4:8. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." John 8:34. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. Matthew 5:30. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Matthew 6:22. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians 4:8. He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. Proverbs 22:11. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Psalm 119:37. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Romans 8:7.